Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone tuning in, and welcome to Fiendish and Friends. After a two-year hiatus, almost to the day, the Bitcoin Cash Hangout is back, rebranded, and supercharged to march on with the glorious mission of decentralized, permissionless digital cash for the world. Many of you have been excited about all the activities surrounding Fiendish and Friends, and I can't believe we're finally here. The first chapter of an incredible mission of growing the community, increasing on-chain transactions, and getting more people than ever using BCH, cash tokens, and everything the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem has to offer. All of this is to realize the Fiendish dream, a world where people can transact freely with one another in a currency where their wealth is protected, a future where Bitcoin Cash is adopted and used around the entire globe, and money's pure information can flow unimpeded to the general benefit of all. And part of realizing that dream is continuous technical progress of the technology that powers Bitcoin Cash. And that is why Fiendish and Friends' first episode is today, because today is a pretty special day for Bitcoin Cash. November the 15th is lock-in day, where any upgrades to the Bitcoin Cash network for the following May. And Bitcoin Cash has some big upgrades planned to be locked in the next May 2025. And taking this quote from Bitcoin Cash node, BCHN maintainers now consider VM limits and big-in chips locked in by overwhelming community support. Virtual machine limits and arithmetic, otherwise known as Velma, to enable more advanced Bitcoin Cash contracts, reduce transaction sizes, and reduce full node compute requirements. And big ints, which increases the maximum length of the virtual machine numbers from 8 to 258 bytes. And hopefully, Jason Drezener, the developer behind the two chips, will be joining us later today to give some more insights into these two cash improvement proposals, otherwise known as chips. It is very early in the morning, though, so if he doesn't manage to make it, Jason, you are excused. Also joining us in the first episode of Fiendish and Friends is special guest Jomar Tagana, founder and CEO of Paytaka and brains behind many important BCH tools such as Cash Token Studio, plus many known BCH advocates and podcasters and proponents are joining us in the audience. I can see there Flowey, Tom Zander is there, Bitcoin Jason. It's great to have so many in the community here. It's wonderful to be part of this together. Just so you know, Fiendish and Friends is recorded and all episodes will be made available shortly after airing. Some more information will follow about where this can be found and can be watched. But before we begin, here's a quick note towards Spaces culture. Fiendish and Friends is on a mission to grow P2P cash usage. So we embrace an open, positive, inviting, friendly, and forward-thinking community for people to share what's going on within the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem. So if you have a question for our speakers or on the topic being discussed, please make a request to grab the mic and don't be shy to come on the stage. Topics for today's show include Paytaka, its work on adoption in Asia, Paytaka Wallet, and the Cash Token Studio. Also, BCH 2025 upgrade, Velma and Bigints. What does it mean and how does it impact you? There'll be news on the BCH Cash Tokens meme competition from the BCH podcast, if he's there and able to make it, and Meme Master Luke Pryor. Finally, there'll be information about the Fiendish and Friends, including our new tokens, an announcement of the competition winner for 10 Fiendish tokens. So let's get the show on the road. Hi, Jomar. Welcome to Fiendish and Friends. It's great having you here.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. It's nice to be here. Thank you
it's
for
really great having you here.
Yeah, you like
I am in awe of all your work. right? I mean, it's really incredible how you've exploded onto the ecosystem. So yes, thank you for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So Jomar, maybe you could give a short introduction about who you are and what you're doing for those in the audience that may be not aware of who you are and what you're doing.
Sure. All right. My background is actually I'm a research scientist. I'm a biologist. I used to be. I did my PhD work on biotechnology and bioscience engineering. So many people ask me how I end up doing some software work and get involved in cryptocurrencies. It's really very different from my previous background. But early on, 2013, I was able to read the Bitcoin white paper. And the moment I read and understood about Bitcoin, I knew that this is going to be introduce a big change in the world if totally realized. And I like the ideals that I've read to be part of revolution. So starting as early as 2019, I got involved in several projects, and one of them is Paytaka, which is the wallet app. And the goal was really I wanted to see a lot of adoption everywhere of Bitcoin Cash. So I was thinking how can we make that happen? So the wallet was like the natural, the tool, the most natural thing that we can do. We should start with something that we can then modify and extend depending on what's needed on the ground. So Paytaka has been like, we made it to be extensible. So we have apps system within the wallet. So we built a number of things that we think are important in order to promote adoption of Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, and that is something you've been doing a lot of, which I'd like to come to. When thinking about the Paytaka wallet, Jomar, what do you think, what differentiates your wallet from the many big Bitcoin Cash wallets that are available currently on the ecosystem?
Since 2018, we kept adding things, the functionalities that we think are needed. So we have the more recent ones. We launched the P2P exchange, which is meant to help with the on-ramp, off-ramp of BCH to fiat. And so that's actually becoming like the primary means for like our users in the Philippines to convert their pesos into Bitcoin Cash. And then so onboarding or on-ramping was one. And we think that we should provide a compelling reason for ordinary folks to spend their BCH. So we built the marketplace, which is like a platform where the merchants that we onboarded can sell their products, and the customers, the wallet users, can buy directly, buy food, order food from the merchants through the app. And then there's like a delivery system that handles the logistics, and the riders are also getting paid in Bitcoin Cash, and all this so that it's they're able to save because it's a lot cheaper than other delivery app platforms.
What makes it cheaper? Is it the fact that the card fees are so much higher, or are there other factors at play?
We were able to, I think a big part of that is because we are not paying payment processing fees. So we are not using credit cards, so we're able to cut down on the fees. So it's just Bitcoin Cash. So you pay very minimal fee. We just add a little bit, a 10% markup, where the other platforms are charging like up to 40% markup. So we can go that low because we are using Bitcoin Cash. So and still be profitable. Yeah,
this is, I guess, the critical thing, because with Paytaka, you're building here a business, an ecosystem, it's critical that at a certain point that business becomes profitable. And it interests me greatly, you know, so for anyone out there who's not aware, Paytaka, so it's not just a wallet, it's an entire ecosystem, as Yomar's just said there, with P2P trades, marketplace, and retail adoption of you know, brick and mortar stores in the Philippines, which is really exciting. And Yomar, from your perspective, what you've seen out there, how much are the stores seeing usage from Bitcoin Cash? Are we talking, you know, are they seeing usage? Is it growing from your perspective?
Yeah, it is growing. We built this map. We have the map.paytaka.com, so that people can see when the last transactions were done on each merchant. So there you can see that it's every day there is transaction in these merchants. So it's like a few hours ago, there was this transaction in this merchant. You can see that from the last transaction timestamp. And we ourselves can see that more and more users outside our circles, because for my team, they also receive partly in BCH their compensation. So we ourselves are spenders in the merchants that we onboard. But more and more, we are seeing more people that is outside our circle who are becoming regular spenders.
Oh, that's so great to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, so the number of users are increasing, the number of merchants are also increasing, and these days, it's even easier to onboard merchants because they can see, like, their friends who already got onboarded, or they see us in public events because we do a lot of these promotions, public promotions, we organize events, we sponsor events, we get invited to conferences, local events here in the business community, and even in government organized events. So we are quite visible. And so when we approach businesses, they have this recall, like, oh, this is Paytaka. I know this. I saw this in this event. So you're quite famous. And so it becomes easy to onboard these merchants because of the visibility, of our visibility in the space.
Wow, that is amazing. And when thinking about where you came from, the fact that it's someone really from a very different background to cryptocurrencies or cryptography that read the white paper, understood what Bitcoin was all about, and saw the importance of that and that change on humanity, and decided to go full on into Bitcoin Cash, that still lives that dream and breathes that dream and do so much for the ecosystem and to have such great success. Yomar, I really do genuinely mean it when I say you are an asset to Bitcoin Cash, to P2P currency, to liberty, to freedom, and everything that is wrapped around it. And it's really wonderful to see all the work you're doing. So I have to admit, I downloaded all of the wallets quite a while ago that were available on Bitcoin Cash, and I started to have a look, you know, what's out there and what are the different possibilities, and I wasn't convinced enough to change my wallet at that point, mostly because I'm a creature of comfort and I like what I know, but recently, as you know, I've used the Paytaka wallet quite intensively, and, you know, in combination with Cash Studios, which I'd love also to hear a little bit about. And the wallet has got so much baked into it, and it's much more a pleasure to use then I remember a few years ago, or when it first came out, it's made some great iterations. It's improved so much. And I can say that to everyone in the crowd, and I do mean this genuinely, right now Paytaka is my wallet of choice. And I advise everyone in here to give it a go. I see, and we've got Jeremy on. Celine is also a fantastic wallet. It's very, very easy to use, very quick, very efficient. And hats off to Flowy too. So I don't want to be putting down any other wallets in the ecosystem. We're so fortunate to have so many fantastic wallets in the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem. But today, and it's not just because you're on, I genuinely have deleted some other wallets from my phone. Not all, I've still got Celine on there, to be quite honest. But my main wallet, main driver is Paytaka. So thank you. And so I've been using Cash Token, Cash Token Studio, as you're aware. So Jeremy, when did the idea behind Cash Token Studio come about? And how much traction are you seeing there with people using that tool? Maybe you could also talk a little bit about what Cash Token Studio is, so for everyone in the audience could have a bit of an understanding of what's available and how that connects to your wallet.
Just a backstory. So we have been, I personally have been involved in token projects in Bitcoin Cash since the early days, since SLP days. So in fact, my first project in Bitcoin Cash that I got involved in was the Spice Token project.
That was SLP. I wasn't actually aware. So you were behind the Spice Token?
I was involved with Spice. I built the first version of the Spice bot.
Very good.
And we were able to get it listed, the token in CoinEx. So. But we had a lot of experience in SLP to the point that we knew what the flaws were, and we were like, we experienced it firsthand, how the infrastructure has eventually degraded, and there was a growing discontent with the way things were. And so when Cash Tokens was first proposed as a chip by Jason, I was very excited about it. And very early, we were digging in what we can do with Cash Tokens. And in fact, Paytaka was the very first wallet that had Cash Token support, if I'm not mistaken, because we did our work early on that. And we really wanted to take advantage of this superior token protocol that's getting out. And the result of that exploration and study, I got my team working on a tool that that can help those who are not programmers to be able to create cash tokens, like fungible and non-fungible tokens, with just the browser, point and click, and it will handle everything, creating the token, making sure that you can update the metadata, and uploading the metadata like images and all the other token-related information. The uploading to IPFS is also handled automatically by the tool. You just need to connect your wallet. Any wallet, connect wallet will work. Of course, Paytaka was there from the beginning, but other wallets that are also supporting Wallet Connect, you can also use them. But I am myself happy to see the outcome of this, and many people, including you and other folks, who appreciated that how easy it is to use the Cash Token Studio for any token project idea.
Absolutely, it's really really easy. So to put it out there into the room, so I am a techno idiot, I think is the best way to put it. So if I was having to program something, I don't have the time to work around that if something's quite complicated, to find the time that I would need to understand that and to make use of that. It's just not going to happen. So I can really put my hand up and say that Juma has done a fantastic job here. I also like to give a shout out to Paul. So Paul created a video on YouTube. So if you search up how to create your own meme cash tokens on Bitcoin Cash and list them on Cauldron Quest DEX, there's a great video on YouTube, and I'll make sure it's in the Phoenix and Friends Telegram group so everyone can find access to. And he walks through the steps here in the video of how this works. And you can use Cash and Eyes web wallet from Matthew Goykins, or you can use Paytackle wallet, which is actually how I used it. Because then I didn't even need to leave my wallet. I was on my phone and I could connect very effortlessly to Cash Token Studio. And following the video, I don't even know if the video was needed, but because once you've done it once, you realize, wow, this is super, super simple, so super easy. And I know many people in the community have yet to create meme coins or NFTs for one reason or another, maybe philosophical, but also I think quite a lot of it is just the friction that's seen there, the effort involved, which is no longer true. It's really easy. It's really effortless. So I implore everyone who's listening to check that video out, to check out Cash Token Studio, connect it to either Cash and Eyes or Paytackle or whatever Web Connect wallet you are using, and to create some NFTs, create some tokens, send them to your friends, send them to your family, have some fun with this, because there's a lot there, a lot of great tools that are easy to use, and if it interests you in the slightest, there's just not an excuse today not to do that on the Bitcoin Cash network. So yeah, thanks Jomar for all of that and for your support in the ecosystem.
Yeah, thank you for support as well. We're getting a lot of feedback. In fact, in the early days, it wasn't as easy to use, but we really appreciated lots of feedback from early users. And if you are using either Cash Token Studio or Paytackle, please reach out to us if you encounter issues, if you have problems, or even something that you want improved in the wallet. Our Telegram group is always there. I'm always there to take your feedback, and we can probably prioritize it, work on it at some point.
And I can also attest to that. So I also had some issues when creating the Phoenix and Friends NFT. When it was first created, there wasn't an image attached to it. And I wrote in the Telegram group, and Jomo, I think, responded within 2 seconds. I don't know. It was lightning fast. But he responded. And a few seconds after that, actually, the problem was solved automatically. And it was just to do with, I guess, some latency with syncing up the data on the cloud to link to that metadata attached to the NFT. But it's so funny to see someone like yourself, Jomar, that's, I guess that's you, that is your account on Telegram, and you haven't given that to someone else. But if it is you, the fact that you're so active on every level is really amazing.
Yeah, I'm still sleeping. I'm still getting enough sleep. So
that's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right. So, thinking about the next topic. So really important. So today, it looks like we are locking in, according to everything I can see, the May 2025 upgrade is in. There was some questions from Knuffnode, but these have now been sorted to do with the big ins. But it looks very much like Velma, VMLA, and BigInt are locked in, the two big changes coming to the network. And I would love to hear from your perspective, Jomar. I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to Paytackle? What does it mean to the ecosystem?
We are equally excited about these upgrades in the same way that we were excited about Cash Tokens. I think it's very natural that once we have this very powerful token primitives, the cash tokens, and also the earlier upgrades, the introspection opcodes, and many of these enhancements in the VM, I think it's pretty natural to then tackle the limits, because you have a very powerful VM, you have a very powerful set of opcodes that encourages building complex, more complex smart contracts. We don't want to be limited in terms of how big our contracts are, how many opcodes are there. Of course, there should be reasonable limits, but the current limits are just quite limiting. We need more reasonable limits so that we can build more powerful contract. We can take advantage of the upgrades that have been rolled out in the earlier years. So yeah, I think we at Paytaka, we are excited about the possibilities that this can open. We ourselves are developing smart contract applications, and we hit these limits from time to time, and it will be a huge thing for building more complex applications.
That's exciting, and I really like the term reasonable. I've heard this used about Bitcoin Cash as well. The reasonable Bitcoin, the reasonable block yeah. size, the reasonable numbers, and I like this because this is the middle of the road. Bitcoin Cash, it's basically taking the reasonable way forward, and I guess it's because right. these changes were reasonable. That's why there was overall very large consensus for making these changes. And I've seen Bitcoin Cash autists showed the difference between before the upgrade with the smart contract and afterwards, and there was a significant difference in the complexity. So it made something that was very complex today very much simpler, much more elegant with this upgrade, which will make it, I'm sure, much easier for developers to get their teeth stuck into this new world of UTXO, which they may not be acquainted to, and the tooling around it. So really excited that that's in, and looking forward to seeing how that bears its fruit with new products, tooling that will be built on it. Does anyone have anything to ask Jomar or to give their input into this massive upgrade lock-in for next year? I'd love to hear from you. I see Jonathan Silverblood's in. Hey, Callisti, it's great to have you here too. Jeremy, I'm sure there's something you guys can add to this and the importance that this has on Bitcoin Cash, and how that all of these steps are leading us towards that guaranteed, for sure, destination of worldwide adoption and usage of Bitcoin Cash everywhere.
Yeah, hey Joma, how you doing? Been a little while, but yeah, I want to get onto the upgrade. But firstly, I have a question, which is about purely peer. So for people who don't know, the Paytaka guys have been working on, it's sort of like a Pokemon Go type of thing where you can walk around in the real world and find treasure troves of BCH and stuff, like a geocaching kind of app. And that's been in the works for a long time. But I don't know how much focus is currently on it, but I even saw some news, I think, about it recently. So is that project maybe going to be getting closer to a public release, or what's the latest update there?
Yeah, actually, we're going to push some updates in the next few days about it. We've done a lot of the enhancements on the converting the tokenization, because it started as an SLP focused project. I mean, we were using SLP for the tokens. So we converted the contracts and all the logic related to it to use cash tokens. And it's a lot simpler now and a lot more streamlined. And we were able to, along with many developments in Paytaka, we were able to add interesting features. One thing is we're now able to lock a portion of the collected BCH to the merchant vault in the POS. It's like a voucher that you can only claim in merchants, in the brick and mortar merchants. And so what you have is like people like you and me who are supporters, we will rain Bitcoin Cash on geotag locations, and then people will use the peer-to-peer app to collect all this, like the Pokemon Go game where people physically like run around and collect game items. In this case, it's going to be what we call cash drops. These are amounts of BCH that are dispersed in different locations. And we're able to tag this or couple this with the local merchant adoption so that those who collect the BCH will not just, you know, send it to Binance and exchange it for dollars, so that it will be locked into the growing network of merchants that we have been working on in Paytaka. That's one exciting part. And Eric had some ideas about the games we can build on top of it. It's been a long way in development since 2021, and we are excited to roll it out in the next, I don't know, but it's very soon, very soon.
Damn, that sounds so hype. And that's actually a fucking amazing innovation if we can do the cash drops onto people and then they can't just set, like, they're forced almost in a sense. It's free money, so it's great. But on the other hand, they can't just cash it out immediately and they need to go and actually experience using it. So it's got that flexibility where I guess you can probably set it so they can use it at any of your merchants, but they do have to use it at the merchants. They can't just use it, you know, yeah, wherever else. Damn, that's amazing. That's really showing like the payoff of just sticking with these projects for long periods of time and just the upgrades starting to snowball onto each other with cash tokens and the tooling and the wallets and everything. Like, this is stuff that no other cryptocurrency has anything like that. They don't have the merchant network. They don't have tokens that would be locked into that or a way to distribute them. Damn, this is so hype. I'm loving it.
Yeah, and I think that the ideas that can come out of that, the sort of gamification that can be turned into real world, and this is something that really interests me, is the alternate reality games where you're playing in the real world, you know, like Pokemon. They did a good bit of this, but where you're going, you're using your phone and an app to go and do geocaching, to go and do treasure hunts and use your NFTs to unlock, you know, treasure troves, and with more clues and stuff like this, the possibilities are almost endless. And I see the gamification and, you know, the fun aspect of crypto usage is almost certainly an important stepping stone towards that desired goal of making Bitcoin Cash this worldwide used currency.
Yeah, it's amazing. So on the upgrade, I think, yeah, I'm really glad to see that lock in. Obviously, we've had some back and forth. The Biggins thing came a little bit late in the process and whatever. But overall, I think this is a great surge in momentum. You know, it's really just a case of building year after year. I mean, to me, it even feels like basically yesterday, you know, that everyone was excited that we were locking in cash tokens going live. I remember the stream we did about that, you know, with the logo for cash tokens. And that just seems like yesterday, you know, but then since then we've carried on. We've done Abla, now the VM limit is blocking in. And before you know it, that'll be just, you know, another thing that's just in the roadmap. And it just creates the right environment, right? You can't predict all what it will lead to. You just know that by reducing the friction and making things more powerful for builders, eventually, you know, here, there, and everywhere, people just start making stuff and it just starts to kick off. I've recently seen, I can't talk about it, but another project that's been in the works for a while that I'm really excited for. And you just, the impact on all the projects that we don't know are happening or are going to come up is just massive. So I'm thrilled.
Very exciting. It's a really exciting time. It's a great time to be in Bitcoin Cash. And again, thank you to Joma for being here, for talking about what you're doing, about your thoughts on the next upgrade. And I'm really looking forward to seeing everything that comes out of Team Petaka, because so far the results have been spectacular. So for everyone listening, please give Joma a follow. You can find him on x.com under Joma_Tagana. And go and if you haven't already, download the Petaka wallet right now and check out Cash Token Studio. Have some fun, create some tokens, create some NFTs today or at the weekend, and give it a try. Which comes on, leads me on just to the next topic, Fiendish and Friends. And this is really important that you've seen the work that's being done here with the token creation. Petaka's tools are game-changing for BCH. It makes everything so user-friendly and smooth. And the Fiendish tokens and emeralds were created using Petaka's wallet, Cash Token Studio, and linking them together using the magic of Wallet Connect, which is really seamless how it all works together. And I can't recommend enough to go and check them out and start building. And a little bit about Fiendish and Friends. Many of you know who I am, many maybe not. So I want to talk about who we are, what we're about, what the vision is and the mission, and everything you need to know about Fiendish tokens and emeralds. Many of you, as I said, will already know me. So I'm Fiendish, and I have been an active BCH proponent since 2021. I am the founder of Bitcoin Cash Hangout, our cash tokens, BCH Marketplace, host and speaker of conferences, BCH St. Kitts and BCH Bliss, respectively. Team Fiendish has a deep and passionate love for permissionless digital P2P cash as a tool that protects us and helps secure a free and bright future for us all. And the Fiendish team are dedicated to promoting and expanding the Bitcoin Cash ecosystem and its day-to-day usage through a variety of initiatives. And Fiendish and Friends is designed to be a weekly podcast for spaces with themes and topics around P2P cash, current affairs, that are related to this mission. Designed to be entertaining for a whole new generation of BCHs, which I'm pretty sure, Jomar, with all the work you've been doing, this is also going to be ushering in those new people, the fresh blood, into the ecosystem. Fiendish and Friends is planned to run every Friday, so every week, alternating between 1 o'clock Central European time and 8 o'clock, of course, in the afternoons, not in the middle of the morning, to ensure, and this ensures that both East and West are united and both get access to the Fiendish community and the mission. As many of you are aware, there are two tokens that have been generated for Fiendish and Friends, and I want to talk just quickly about that. There is the Fiendish Emerald. The Fiendish love everything that is green. Hopefully you do too. With emerald being their favorite gemstone of choice, there are 1 trillion emeralds out there. And these are to be used for fun, games, competition, adventures, frolics. And Yomar, when you bring out the map and we've got some, we can use, if there's geocaching, we're gonna have lots of fun there. And then there's the Fiendish token, and this represents the most valuable commodity of all. So here's the question. If you were offered 21 million BCH but would die tomorrow, would you accept? Probably not. And that's time. Time is more valuable than even BCH, and greatly so. And the Fiendish token represents time. So not only will Fiendish tokens be used for social games and treasure hunts and being able to buy exclusive Fiendish goodies, such as the Fiendish and Friends number 1 limited NFT, which only 5 will ever exist, it has this ensures it has a floor price of the value of my time. And yes, that does mean you can cash them in for my time, as well as for BCH, the BCH equivalent on Cauldron DEX. So not only does this offer an incentive to help stabilize the price and helps prevent the token dropping below a certain value, it can create a positive feedback loop of the Fiendish and Friends ecosystem and BCH promoting activities. The more value Fiendish and Friends can generate for the ecosystem, the more demand is driven, incentivizing every stakeholder to help make Fiendish and Friends a success, leading to a growth in the Bitcoin Cash community and ecosystem, and then working to make that dream of a world where there's wide adoption of BCH become a reality. And so for those that were in the competition, this explains why there will be 125,000 planned burn of unissued Fiendish tokens every year, because with each year that passes, there is 1 year less time to achieve the Fiendish dream. So reach out directly if you wish to buy any of these tokens and join in, or head over to Cauldron Dex, where you can buy and sell Fiendish tokens today. Big disclaimer, like with any meme coins, with any NFTs, my God, do not invest any money into anything that you're not willing to lose. Because the point of meme coins, the point of all these tokens is to have some fun with. If you want to use them as an investment tool, this is down to you. But it's, as in any of that system, is risky and not to be advised. And even the Cauldron Dex advises not to put any money on there that you wouldn't be willing to lose, because it is still considered alpha. But please put some money in a little bit, have some fun, and treat it as part of an eco-growing exercise where we can work together to make Bitcoin Cash a success. Hopefully that's clear for everyone.
Yeah, so I was just reflecting on that. So you've issued these tokens, the Fiendish token, and that's directly pegged against your time. Like, is it always the case that I can cash in 60 of those to get a minute of consultation from you? That's what an interesting idea.
It's an hour. So one token is relative to 1 minute. And yes, you can cash those in and you can get my time. Now, of course, there's no contract in this. It's a trust-based thing. And if you want me to strip naked and smear peanut butter over myself and run through the streets, I will probably decline. but yes, you can cash those in and you can receive my time and effort. And it also means, you know, I don't want to be working for... There's a limit to my time. I have very little of it. It's very precious to me and spending time with my family. So I have no incentive of that token value going lower than what I value my time. So that's the interesting aspect of this. And to give a big warning out there, or a sort of a clause into this, I have only created my first token this week. And this is all an exciting experiment, and I will be learning while doing, just like I hope everyone here is also doing the same, as we get used to these tools and understand their limitations and also what they can offer us. The great thing about the Fiendish token as well is it will offer a direct feedback mechanism to how well Team Fiendish is performing. So our guest speakers will receive a token gesture of one Fiendish token, meaning a total. So Jeremy, you're certainly getting one. Joe Mart might.
Let's go.
So you, and so this means that, you know, we're giving out two tokens, plus also there was a competition winner of guessing what the Fiendish token represents, and this was one. So this is another 10 tokens that will be given out, and a shout out here to Architect for winning this one, which is a really wonderful, because the winner was in the Cash Tokens Telegram group, and it was a bit of a sort of, they was working together with separate people to guess what this what the Fiendish token represents, and the winner actually decided to share the winnings with three other people, and Jeremy was one of those people. And this is what I love about the Bitcoin Cash community. This sort of camaraderie and friendliness is something you wouldn't see in many places in the world, let alone in the crypto space. And it speaks very highly of the kind of people that we're building a wonderful ecosystem with. So there's 12 tokens that have been given out, or will be given out today. And all that we ask at Team Fiendish is the feedback is for the next Fiendish and Friends to happen next Friday at 8 o'clock Central European time. Just one Fiendish token needs to be sent to the Fiendish wallet. Just one. That is representative of roughly about €1 needs to be sent. And if you haven't got any, I'm not accepting Bitcoin Cash. Just send me that one token, because the spirit is to go and figure out how to buy it, figure out how to generate maybe your own meme coins, and to send this to generate some more transactions and interest around this ecosystem. And this 1 minute will then give an entire hour of Fiendish goodness, which will hopefully show as a good value for someone, at least one person out there that can agree with this. So my token address has been shared on Twitter. Lastly, just a final thing, and then I want to come to the meme token competition. there are 5 Fiendish and Friends NFTs available to commemorate the first ever Fiendish and Friends episode. And this is where you can see the benefit of the Fiendish token. So the price of one NFT, and you can go on the Twitter to see how that looks like, is 0.05 BCH. And here's the best part. It only costs 5 Fiendish tokens, which is currently valued at roughly 0.016 BCH. So if you want to see the advantage of the token, go and use that. You could just send BCH, that's fine. But if you go and put in that little bit of extra effort to figure out this wonderful ecosystem, you get a pretty decent reduction there and get to hold something to commemorate this wonderful day. And on that note, talking about tokens and meme coins, I'd like to pass it on to Jeremy from Bitcoin Cash Podcast to talk about the current BCH meme competition that he and Luke Pryor are running, Meme Master.
Yes, so we're running a meme coins competition. If you go on my Twitter profile right now, there's a link to a Google document with all the rules and all everything that's in there. So you can see that you can win. I think we've got 2 BCH total in prizes right now, but there's also extra. Mini Satoshi has pledged an extra 0.5 BCH. So I think we've got 2.5 BCH up for grabs, which you could get literally just by spending 10 minutes and making a meme coin. Although the competition is now starting to heat up in earnest, we've already had a couple of people make meme coins, but then they started building an ecosystem as well too. So there's been the Smile token, which has created a Twitter account. They started creating some hype. I don't know if Fiendish is going to be entering with his Fiendish tokens, but this is some innovation that I've actually never seen before in terms of pegging a token to your own time. What a fascinating concept. So that's, and the launch of Fiendish and Friends as well. This is a whole, this whole project is a very impressive effort so far.
Yeah, and this is the interesting thing. So it's a little thing there. So people would think, like, Jeremy's right. It's very low effort to create a meme coin, and you can use ChatGPT or other AI tools to generate images that look pretty good. You know, there's no doubt of that, and it's all very quick. But then the time that's actually required to sort of to build that out is quite considerable. So just a little a note there, and this is just about the tooling. So I did a promotion to, you know, everyone gets 1,000 Fiendish emeralds that retweets, likes the Fiendish and Friends post to try and generate a bit more hype around this episode and get more people to come here. The problem is, I think there's about 300 or 400 people that have done this. I can't do that. I was there for about 2 hours, like messaging people, you know, giving them all the Fiendish. And I want to give every single person some Fiendish emeralds. But this is a real challenge. This is quite a time commitment. So yeah, just be aware of that. Like when you want to get involved, if you really want to try and flesh something out, it's a lot of fun. It's, you can have a wicked time, but it's a time investment.
Yeah, and I think that's what we wanted to encourage in the ecosystem, right? Is on one hand, crypto has this bipolar element where on one hand, a lot of money and a lot of traction, a lot of excitement comes from meme coins, from people creating things that are just fun. It gives people an opportunity to try crypto in a low stress, kind of approachable way. It adds users to decentralized exchanges like Cauldron and to wallets. And then that helps to drive the tooling. So then people build things like Cash Token Studio, and all that is super, super important. But then also at the same time, obviously some people just launch it. They try and dump as much of it as they can, and then they just leave it and they never look at it again, right? So crypto users and the Bitcoin Cash community needs to be very aware of this dynamic, I think, and we need to be trying to use the positive aspects of this whole frenzy over meme coins, in our case with Cash tokens, to build kind of cool and exciting things, but at the same time being very aware that you're not really promised everything at the end of the day. And certainly there will be some people who will come in and basically just try and run a scam. So it's actually kind of an educational opportunity, I think, for the community to get better about realizing what meme coins have actually created value and which serious participants in the ecosystem will actually go out of there. Like you have, for instance, Fiendish, have a long track record in the community, which is not your first time running these kind of Twitter spaces, and if you say that you're going to accept 60 Fiendish tokens for an hour of your time, I completely believe that. but somebody else might come in and do the same thing, who just nobody has ever heard of,
sure.
who hasn't been on the podcast years ago, you know. And so then people need to get better at that. Yeah, I hope they do too, but they're going to have to earn that credibility to make it worth anyone's time to invest, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what needs to happen. But I really hope people like take that idea and grow on it. You know, if you can think of a better idea that builds on that, please do. Because, you know, it's like everyone here that's speaking, of course, we're all so excited by the destination. And so anything that sort of encourages the usage around Bitcoin Cash, even if it's, you know, fun and games, whatever it is, and if it's meme coins, then that's great. And I think what I would love to see with coins is linking them as much as possible to some kind of a utility, some kind of a function, whether it's Fury coins that you can be using for placing wages, or whether it's, you know, the Fiendish token that you can be using against someone's time or as a marker of how that ecosystem is growing. Or, you know, you've got the Fiendish Emerald, and there's a reminder for everyone out there, there's a trillion of them, right? There's a trillion. And I'm the one that's holding the purse. So just be, you know, of course, just think about that when using these coins. Is it fun? And if you've got some ideas that can have some utility, then it can attract you to invest more of your time into that token to increase its value, because you're increasing some utility, some actual benefit that someone can experience through using that. That will all help Bitcoin Cash's success. And it will be a lot of fun. I think this is the most important thing, right? It's going to be a lot of fun doing so. So I really hope that we get lots of people entering that competition. And yeah, I'm still thinking about whether to enter it and what to do with that money if it was to be won, because for me, that BCH, I really see it as a nice something to invest into the community. So, you know, I wouldn't want to detract from the chance of anyone else winning, because there's still, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks left. And I'd love to see as many people as possible enter, so that we can start seeing some interesting, fruitful ideas.
You know, I hope this creates a trend for other people to follow. Like, I really like the idea that you are tying up this token to your time and to you, basically. This would be a good idea for some celebrities out there who can probably tie up the token with their time or their talent or whatever they can offer, wholesome or not. I think it's a good pattern, and I hope somebody invests time to like create some offering on what they can do with any amount of token that other people buy. It's a good idea.
What I love about this idea, I think it was that there was a tennis player that that was in the Bitcoin Cash community, but unfortunately I think she left. Like, she also had something similar where you could invest into her. And what I love is the idea of, if you think of people as businesses, and Matt, like the idea that you invest into someone, and so you get to help them achieve success, but the success also helps you with your finance, if like, you know, being paid like a share or something. Because the idea behind that, you know, is like really going with the extreme capitalist ideas. All of a sudden, if you've got people investing into you to succeed, then you've got an even bigger you've got that reason to succeed. Because you put in the money, you get more investments, and then you can achieve greater things. And having a token that's linked, or having like something that's linked to your performance, I like this idea, if it can be done correctly, to incentivize people to do their best. Because I do believe that every human on this planet has the ability to do amazing things, but unfortunately most of us don't, because there's TV and there's work and there's, you know, whatever. So I think there's some interesting concepts there to be explored. And I would just see this as another very small step towards something that will be game changing on Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept. I'm really interested. Well, firstly, I'm going to say right now, I'm going to go and pick up, you know, a couple hundred of these Fiendish tokens. I haven't on Cauldron yet.
But then buy them directly, because I also learned about DEX, like the liquidity. I didn't want the price to be fluctuating so much. I wanted it to be quite stable.
Why would you want it to be stable? No, you don't want it to be stable.
No, you need to listen on that. Stable. It was just going crazy. It was like doubling. And it's like, okay. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you buy what you want. But you know, yeah.
No, this right. is good because this is such a fascinating idea because you've now created an open market of the value of your time for consulting, right? So whatever supply you put on the decks, people can then speculate on. And then as more people want some of that time, the price of your consulting goes up. But if you get in early, then you can just, you know, I don't need an hour of your time today, but maybe, you know, I want to have a couple hours in the bank for if I have a big project I want to get you involved in the future. Definitely, I want to get some of that. I think you want it to be volatile. As the price goes up, then you're essentially being rewarded for becoming a more valuable consultant. And you can, as long as you're not over, you know, reducing the supply too much, you can just release new supply, which gets you paid, which then means you can do more in the ecosystem. It's amazing.
Yes. And this is exactly the conundrum that I'm working out, is the right balance, is making sure, because what I want is people to use those tokens. And so if there's too much supply, I don't know when they'll use them and how they'll use them. And then it could negatively impact the price to a point where it drops, you know, it could be crashed. And this is finding, you know, the economics behind it to ensure that that floor price is sort of there. But yeah, I like your thinking. I think that it's absolutely correct. And this is the thing, I would rather do it slowly just to ensure, basically try and get the ecosystem going, and making sure that, that nothing crazy happens, you know, because I want people to get real value out of this, have a fun with this, and to, yeah, get access to my consulting, my abilities within the space, and also what I can bring to the table from my day-to-day life, which is probably slightly more as well.
I mean, I'm really tempted to do this as well now, because then if I do it as well and you do it as well too, well, now we have a fluctuating market, you know, between the two, and you could have the different consultants could all be there. And so, like with my token, it could be okay, a certain amount is one minute of my time per token. But if you get 100 or 1,000 tokens, maybe you can just buy a slot on the BCH podcast. But it would have to be like a very high amount, because I don't just want to be, you know, putting on any shillers for ads or whatever. But the point would be, if you were serious enough about it, and you pump the price, which pumps the value of my time, making it worthwhile for me to give access to this opportunity, then you could have that as well too. What a concept.
It's great. I'd love to see this. And, you know, I really think the more people that enter these sort of ideas, the more we can test them out, grow on them, make it better. And it always inspires, right? Every time we see someone doing something, it inspires us to just to do that 1% better than them, to, you know, to have that edge. And that's how we move the whole thing forward. And so, yeah, really looking forward to seeing that, Jeremy. Then we can start swapping tokens, spending time with each other.
Well, that's right, exactly.
Yeah. Wait, I'm making Jomar tokens now.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Beamish, you started the whole thing. They need a new, we're going to have to talk to Cauldron. We're going to have to get them a new category they could put up there. It could be BCH ecosystem, you know, consulting time, and you can just go on there and buy whatever the contacts you need.
It's brilliant. And also, but yeah, do you think, because it's linked, it's not just linked to the time is the thing that should be the base, but it's linked, you know, that you can get the more things that improve that ecosystem they are in, such as the whole Bitcoin Cash podcast, the you know, the more valuable that's seen, as you say, with promotion or anything like that, the more value that the Bitcoin Cash has, the more value that token will tend to have, you know, just as pure logical perspective, which then incentivize you to do even more for you growing your ecosystem, which is all leads to more benefits to Bitcoin Cash. Like, this is, for me, I see it as a win-win, and I'm looking forward to seeing that put into fruition.
That is a fascinating concept. So the idea will be, I mean, I haven't checked what you've written up about it, but I guess the idea is, if I am buying an hour of your time with 60 Fiendish tokens that I've got, however I've got them, then I essentially need to send them to you, but yeah, you would then burn them, right? Because then that 60 minutes is gone. So it's not like, you know, the supply has to be dropping in accordance with your available time as well too, right?
That's right. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, I'm going to have to think about this. This is a great concept, I think. And I already love the idea that you could go on Cauldron or on Tokenoid and you could see a list of like the top, because we actually considered doing this. It's funny how these ideas recirculate, you know. We considered almost doing this like a year ago or something like that. And there was a point where we were going to make all the little BTC influencers into meme coins with cash tokens, and then people could acquire them if they got them to respond on Twitter or something like that. We're finding some way to tokenize creating engagement with them, and then also just to get their attention, because they'd be like, what is this? But it's much better if we do it for ourselves. Never mind, they're on their shitty technology. I love this idea of the BTC. Like you said, as the BCH community grows, the people who are already in it, who are already on that leaderboard, will then have their value go up because they'll be the ones who are already first onto all that infrastructure. So it's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, great idea. There we go. So yeah, so head on over to Cauldron and find soon the Bitcoin Cash podcast's token. You can also go on there and be wary, guys. There are two tokens, just so you're aware. It's the Fiendish token. A Fiendish token with the little, and it shows on there Fiendish through the words. That is the token that is linked to my time. That is the token that is fundamentally linked to the ecosystem of Fiendish and friends. And that's the one that you will want to buy, Jeremy. The other token, the Emerald token, with the Bitcoin sort of coin, the imaginary Emerald Bitcoin Cash coin. This is will be linked into fun and games and all things that we can do, but it's not, you know, you can't cash that in for my time. Sorry, there's a trillion of them and I don't have a trillion minutes. I don't think that would be reasonable. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing what you do there, Jeremy. And I'm really happy to hear that you're inspired by the idea, because that already means that the time that I spent into it was worth it. And I really mean that.
Yeah, brilliant. Love it. Love it.
Great. All right. So, Jomar, thanks again for your time. It's been wonderful to have you here, and I'm sure we'll be in contact over the coming days and weeks because I'm very interested in everything that your team are doing and what you're building. Jeremy, it's great to hear from you, and thank you again for your meme coin competition. I think this is a great way of getting people interested into creating memes, meme coins, and learning the ecosystem. So please start doing that if you haven't already and join in the fun. The time now is coming to end of Fiendish and Friends. The idea is to have just an hour. It's every week, 1 hour. So it's tighter, so it's more interesting, more informative. And for people that are outside of the network, it's not too long-winded, so they can just get their small dose of, okay, what's going on in this amazing community. Thanks again to everyone who's spoken. It was a shame that Jason wasn't here, but man, whatever. I love you. You're a god, and thank you for all your work with development of Bitcoin Cash.
One last thing before we wrap up. I've got an announcement. Will be coming out probably in about 4 or 5 hours, so everyone can look out for that exciting BCH announcement. Oh, pre-announced here, but 4 or 5 hours, you'll be able to see the full thing. All right.
Exciting. Oh, okay. Listen to that. It was hot off the press. So a reminder, if you enjoyed the show and want to show your appreciation, please feel free to drop me a Fiendish token. So my Cash token address will be on my, or is actually already on my X profile. And you could also pick up one of the 5 Fiendish and Friends NFTs available. So there'll only be 5. And you can pay for that with the Fiendish token for that discount. But 1 Fiendish token is all that's required, and I'll see you next week. Don't forget to follow Jeremy, to follow Jomar, to follow basically anyone that you can in Bitcoin Cash Basis. Help each other rise in this system. And if you want to keep up to date with the latest Bitcoin Cash news, that's pretty important. This was Fiendish and Friends. And I wish you all a very good morning, a good day, and good night. Take care. Bye.
Bye.